We're weeks away from the 50th anniversary of the Newark Rebellion. We've been sitting down with people who have a close connection to 1967's events. Joining us now is Richard Camerari, Director of Special Projects with a New Community Corporation. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You must have been a teenager then.
Well, I was 16 years old, so not quite with an adult consciousness, but I was at home. I lived in Newark, still live in Newark, on Bruce Street between 12th Avenue and Cabinet Street. So not too far from, I guess, what became the epicenter of the uprising or the rebellion, as some people call it, a categorization I would agree with for a variety of reasons, historically and politically. I was, if I recall correctly, I was probably across the street playing basketball. We lived in a neighborhood that was predominantly working class, majority African Americans, school teachers, people who worked for Housing Authority, City Hall, Board of Education, etc. So there was a sense that things were quite in ferment throughout the 60s, obviously. If you were paying any attention at all, even as a 16-year-old, I tended to. Things had been happening for years before in terms of uprisings in, Watts in 63, Harlem in 64, Cleveland 65. And for 67, for some reason, things really blew up throughout the country, not just in Newark. And in fact, even in the state, there were several of these uprisings in various cities in New Jersey.
What was the experience of Newark like living in the heart of it?
There was kind of a lockdown, especially for black residents. It was interesting that my father worked in a suburban town, Verona, not too far from Newark. And I recall driving with him one day to work. It was probably the second day, the 13th, if I'm remembering correctly. We were able, because we were white, to pass through the roadblocks, the cross checks, without any problem. So other cars being stopped, of course, they had black drivers, both men and women, old and young. It didn't seem to matter. It was an issue of, I guess, getting out a lot of frustration that had occurred over many, many years. People tend to forget that, depending on your point of view, your level of historical knowledge, there are people who think, 67 was, the cause of Newark's demise.
Richard, what lessons can be learned 50 years removed from the Newark Rebellion?
Looking at what happened in 67 is, it shouldn't just be an exercise in reminiscing about, this happened 50 years ago. We analyze what happened in 67 only as it serves the purpose for us moving forward, to understanding what happened, but why it happened, and why it's still, and how it's still affecting us today. The issue of police brutality is a good example. I mean, that was a key element throughout the 60s for the black population in Newark, and, it's still an issue today throughout the country. I mean, Newark has seen progress because, we do have this consent decree that the federal government is monitoring the police department, and the city is cooperating, under Mayor Baraka for this. But these are things that, 67 shows that the issue of, in many ways, it comes back to the issue of race, how, we have never been able to deal with the racial dynamic in this country.
Richard Camerari, Director of Special Projects at the New Community Corporation and lifelong Newark resident. Thanks for joining us.
The Eastern world, it is exploding. Violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.